3 at the minute will be the ones
honestly,
to go up.
Honestly, you give me a bit of stick saying, you know, no small team in Yorkshire, no one cares about Middlesbrough in the derby, but everyone got the Tyne-Tees derby, the Weir-Tees derby. Would you have any passion towards that game, Middlesbrough versus Sunderland and Newcastle versus Middlesbrough?
I'm not going to lie, I would have exactly the same amount of passion for the Middlesbrough game as any other game of the season.
Right.
Other, like the Sunderland one is the peak one, you know, but for me...
It is, isn't it, Reece?
Yeah. It's the big one. It's always the disappointing one if you're on the black and white side like you are with us.
Yeah. I would say, well, it's a game.
Especially, you know, I can see it with Newcastle. It's 40 miles away, but Middlesbrough and Sunderland, it's a bit closer.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say... I look to it as like playing QPR or something, but it's not Sunderland-Newcastle, is it? It's one of them you look at when we're playing Borough, but it's not... Oh, if we get beat by them, I'm going to...
Well, that's the thing. If Middlesbrough win, I don't know if you know any Middlesbrough fans, but they'll definitely be giving it here. Whereas you wouldn't maybe giving it back in the same amount.
Which is Borough, just the needy sibling of the Giants of Newcastle, Sunderland and Middlesbrough.
Sorry to any Middlesbrough fans if you're listening.
See, I've got no disrespect to you as a football club. Right? You know, you've had a fantastic season under Ida Karanka. You look like you know the real deal, to be honest. And I'm expecting to see you in the Premier League next season. I would welcome you. But... You know,
Texas points though.
It's just not, just not a derby for me. Not really.
Definitely not.
So very disappointing for me because you know I'd love a bit of banter next year. But so should we go back to a bit of Bucks action yesterday?
Well, actually, I would like to interject and just say for the record, I would like to be a dandelion. I never got.
What flower are you? I forgot to say that these traits are going to take me far, and yes, they will. I will be in America in about 10 years. The next Jim Ross. Do you know who Jim Ross is?
He's a wrestler, isn't he?
He's a wrestling commentator.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to be a wrestler. We'll get more on that later in the show. Maybe a bit of Royal Rumble talk.
I'd be a dandelion.
Yeah, go on then, Reece. Tell us what flower you are.
I'd be a dandelion.
Why?
Because I hate wasps and I like bees. So I would just, you know, promiscuously offer my pollen to all the lovely bees. In sheer spite of the wasps, because I don't think wasps like bees.
It's a reasonable excuse.
Yeah.
But back to the Bucks action. Me and Josh went out earlier in the day. You went to volleyball, I went to rugby. You were at the basketball while we were on air last night. You got an interview. Tell us a bit more about the game.
Yeah, it was a frustrating one from my point of view. It was the second time I've been to see the Sunderland men's first this year. The first game was against Newcastle, who currently sit second in the league, and this one was against Salford, who sit first. Sunderland bottom of the table, you know, hosting the leaders. It was never going to be an easy ask, and you put on top of that the pressure that Sunderland needed to win this game to realistically avoid relegation. It was always going to be too much for them, really, and you know, I was hopeful of an upset, but they didn't pull it off. They lost the game by 89 points to 58. But for me, they matched Salford. They really did. In the middle of the park, you know, they did, you know, that they battled well. You wouldn't have been able to, if you were, you know, watching the game and you didn't know about league positions or anything, you know, you wouldn't have been able to turn around and easily say, well, that's the team that are bottom and that's the team that are top, you know, not at all. It's just... Brian Calder said in the interview that Sunderland just got far too intimidated around the basket, and that's what cost them. You know, they could have 10 chances in a game and they would, you know, put away maybe 2 or 3 of them, whereas Salford could have 10 chances and they'd make 8 or 9, and well, I suppose that's what gets you to the top of the table in the first place. But yeah, it was frustrating to watch because they deserved more than what they got. It's just poor finishing let them down.
Did you have any particular man of the match?
Well, I was having a total mare yesterday. My scoreboard wasn't working for us, so I had to try and keep up to date with the score on my own. But and that continued in the sense that I couldn't find the team sheet for any of the names of the players. But number 6, the tall guy for Sunderland, number 6. If he is listening, I thought he had an excellent game. You know, he intercepted play well. He finished his chances, you know, pretty much every single time, unlike some other of his teammates. And yeah, so number 6, if you're listening, well done to you. You had a very good game.
So I think we've got an interview with the basketball coach that will play out now.
He's kind of in the in the States for this week, sorting something out with a visa. So it gives an indication how deep they are. And bearing in mind, they beat Newcastle by 34 points. And of course, Newcastle beat them by about 20-22. So teams like that who can recruit with scholarships, that's kind of hard for us to compete with. We'd hoped that we kind of catch them on that long journey. We kind of didn't finish very well in the first half. I think we kind of maybe a little bit intimidated in and around the basket. Of course, you've got 7'3" guy there. It kind of it does change the slant on it. But the guys got to have a little bit more confidence in what they're doing, especially some of the guys coming off the bench there. But it's a big learning curve for us this year, and I just think we're maybe a couple of players a bit short for the standard that we've moved up into. The disappointing thing was I think we kind of lost, you know, the six players off last year who would have started.
Through graduation, was
that's
it?
That's right, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that natural progression there. We were lucky to get them guys all at once, but we knew that they would be also graduating at the same time.
It's a bit of a tough ask if, you know, you get promoted into the top league and then you kind of lose a lot of your good players as well. But I think I would say that you've matched Salford quite well today. And I think, like, well, you hit the nail on the head when you said in and around the basket, just the cutting edge of the final third or so, the clinical. And I watched you today at Houghton and Newcastle as well, and I thought that it was the same problem again. Yes, it was just you match them and they're up there second place, but it's just putting the ball
their
in the
quality
basket.
Quality of play, like, I mean, you could tell that the American guy that he was just very smart. He didn't kind of push himself until he had to. But credit to the rest of his team. They've got some shooters there as well. We kind of, Matt's pretty consistent with his outside shot, but we kind of, the rest of the guys kind of hit and missy a little bit. We get two or three out of 7, 8, 9, and we're kind of lucky. But if you look at their shooting percentage, you probably find that was a lot higher than ours from the paint.
Well, you think your team is going to like continue to keep gelling with all like the new players that you had coming in this year? You know, next year, regardless of what league you're in, do you think that you'll have gelled more? And
if I look, we kind of we're only going to lose Pete. Predominantly the Canadians, because of the course he's on, the kind of profession he wants to move into, he won't be stopped for a Masters. But if you look at Dan Kovacs, he's on a Masters now, he's considering maybe staying for a bit longer, and Ellis and some of the young lads now are kind of picking up the offences, but there's still a lot of work to do. Young Dom, he wasn't available today, he was up in Scotland with meeting family up there. He'd be back for another 2 years. So there's kind of a core group of players there that we can work on, but we've got to rely on new players coming in as well. And sometimes with our university, it's just who walks through the door.
Are you still in the Bucks Trophy this year?
Yes, we've got Edinburgh. Might be next week, next Wednesday, I think it is. Once again, I thought we had a good win against Glasgow. Edinburgh, probably one of the better of the Scottish universities there. Edinburgh should be tough, but I know Pete picked up an injury there. I'm trying to keep him out there longer than we should, but it was obviously he was struggling a little bit. So hopefully we can get the guys fit. And, you know, it'd be nice to pinch a win. It's at home again. We'll hopefully be at full strength. Dom will help us. He gives us that speed a little bit, and it helps us on that rotation. I'm not putting pressure too much on the bench players there to come out and expecting them to score points in the numbers that maybe Dom would get, 15, 16. Young Chris Scott, he's had a good week in practice. Last game for the National League he played well, but he's kind of set the bar. He struggles to get that consistency. And he's got another year to go as well, so... probably for our season, the Cup's probably our best opportunity.
Ryan Collar, the coach of the Sunderland men's first team. Relegation pretty much confirmed for them now. Not just out of it yet, but it's out of their hands, so it's going to be pretty difficult for them. Move on to a more positive note now. Darts, Josh.
The darts.
Far more positive.
Well, this season we've been performing. I mean, we've got York away on Saturday. If we win that game, I think we've just about secured the league and we're into the Northern Finals, which is a great improvement on last year, considering they didn't win any games. In fact, we've had a couple of new faces this year, and we just seem to be right up there now.
Yeah, not bad. It's what other teams have you got? You like in almost up to the finals and such now. Have you seen the other teams around you, which you know you could be playing potentially in the finals and or you know eye on the competition sort of?
In our league we've got there's Northumbria, Durham, and two teams in York. So we've got York first this weekend and then York second back here in Sunderland a few weeks later. But I'm not too sure who the other teams are in the other league, so yeah, a bit of a surprise.
So from the team that you play with, is there